would make our hearts ready to receive this word, Lord. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for an anointing being upon each and every one of us to receive the bread of heaven, to receive a word from the Lord, to encourage us, to impact us, to strengthen us, to empower us, God. We thank you, God, that as the times in this world get harder and as it appears to get darker, Lord, that you are the light of the world and you have made us to be your light. So, Lord, may we come to you for strength. May we come to you for rest, God. I ask, God, that there be an anointing upon your servant to preach this message, to teach this message to your people, God. And there also be an anointing upon them of faith to hear this message, because faith comes by hearing, and then to respond to this message by believing it and by doing it. Lord, we ask, God, that you would allow us to just be partakers of your peace, partakers of your strength, your joy, just all the fruit of the Spirit, Lord. We thank you for it. We claim it as ours. We bless you, and we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Church, can you say amen this morning? Amen. Let's give our praise and worship team a hand this morning. Praise God for them. So glad to be here, as I just told you. We don't know when we'll be back in, but God does, and he's taking care of us, and it is well. He said it with me, it is well.
It is well.
It is well. So we just trust him, right? So we're just all being tested right now to trust God. We don't know a lot of things, but we know God. And when you're troubled, you have to understand that your peace comes from the Lord alone. And today's message is entitled Fulfilling Ministry, and this specific sermon is called The Ministry of Rest. Church, can you say rest?
Yes.
Oh, how desperately we need rest sometimes. And we've been invited to come to God and enter into his precious rest. I got a message from Rocky Brown this morning down in Kentucky, Cowboy Rocky. Got a word from the Lord for us, and this is what he said. Remind the people that they have a building that is fully furnished and is comfortable to gather in, instead of having to gather in the street, in the country, or nowhere at all, says the Lord. And tell them, do not complain against me in this season, lest I bring their complaints upon their own head, says the Lord. So I'm reminded of the children of Israel as they wandered, right? And many of them begin to murmur and complain, when are we finally going to have our own place? When can we settle down? And the Lord was really moved in anger against the children of Israel because they murmured and complained. So in this season, I know we've got to drive a little further, some of us, and it's not what we would call our own space, but our God is here, and we're able to freely worship him, amen? And he's given us a comfortable place to rule in, so we should be very thankful about that. So, I'm going to teach you this morning, through the power of the Holy Spirit, what rest is. R-E-S-T. The R in rest stands for revelation. That means the will of God revealed to us through his word. So before you could ever have rest, before you could ever have peace, before you could be refreshed from God, the R in rest stands for revelation. So what did God say? We need a word from God first. The E in rest stands for empowerment, and that is the power of God released into us who have faith in his word. So rest cannot continue to proceed until you first hear from God, then believe what he said. Because when you believe what God said, you're infused with faith and infused with power. The S in rest stands for strategy. And that is the plan of God given to us who are entrusted to obey and perform his will. Can you say this with me? God has a plan.
God has a plan.
So in rest, it's God's plan. In stress, it's our plan. When you're stressed out, it's because you're trying to get your plan to work. But when you enter into God's rest, he's speaks to you, which is going to be truth. He empowers you because you've got faith to believe what he said. And then he gives you a strategy. And that strategy always results in the letter T, which stands for triumph. The glory of God manifested as his revealed will is accomplished, because his word never fails. His plans never fail. So that's why we get rest in God. He gives us a revelation that empowers us with a strategy for triumph. But it's got to be his plan, because his plan leads to his glory. Your plan would lead to your glory. So what I want you to know this morning is that the who, which is God, is greater than the what, the when, the where, the how, and the why. If you want to be stressed out, think about what, when, where, how, and why. But if you want peace, you got to think about the who. The who is greater than the what, the when, the where, the how, and the why. Let's go to Exodus chapter 33, verses 22 through 14. It says this: one day Moses said to the Lord, "You have been telling me, take these people up to the promised land, but you haven't told me whom you will send with me. You have told me, I know you by name, and I look favorably on you. If it is true you look favorably on me, let me know your ways so I may understand you more fully and continue to enjoy your favor. And remember that this nation is your very own people." The Lord replied, "I will personally go with you, Moses, and I will give you rest. Everything will be fine for you." So we see here that Moses was distressed. There was more than a million Jews that he led out of Egypt, and now they're wandering. And he didn't ask God, "What do you want me to do? When do you want me to do it? How?" His question to God, and this is what we need to learn today, when you're in distress, the answer to the question always has to take us back to who. So Moses said, "Who will you send with me?" Then Moses let God know. He said, "I want you, and I want you to teach me your ways." So it's not knowing the way that gives us unrest, or knowing the way and being disobedient. So if we want rest, if we want peace in every circumstance, we've got to learn that our peace comes from God, not from the problem being solved. Because all of us have had hundreds and maybe thousands of problems solved by God, but yet we still don't have peace sometimes. So that lets me know that it's not just solved problems that gives us peace. Peace has a source, and that source is God. He is Jehovah Shalom. He is the God of peace. So who is God, and what is his way? Let's go to Psalm. Well, sorry, this is not in your notes, but Psalm chapter 95, verses 6 through 7, tell us who God is and his way, so that we might have rest, right? So the way to rest is not just having your problem solved. The way to rest is not always medication. The way to rest sometimes isn't even a nap. The way to rest is not alcohol or drugs, because once you consume alcohol and drugs, the problem is still there. Once you take a nap, the problem is still there. Once you take a pill, the problem is still there. So our rest comes from God alone, so we must know who God is. Psalms 95, verse 6 says, "Come." Can you say, "Come, church"?
Come.
You're going to learn that that's a very important word in this sermon, that word "come." Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Who is the Lord? Our
Maker.
Who is the Lord? Our
Maker.
So if he is our Maker, then he is our caretaker as well. Come on. There's no reason to be stressed and worried about anything when you know who your caretaker is, because he is your Maker. So let us kneel down before the Lord, our Maker, and that's who God is, for he is our God. We are the people he watches over, the flock under his care. So the Lord's way is to care for us. Come on. God is love. So the thing that he desires to do the most, how about we just let him do that? The thing that he desires to do the most is to care for us. Will you say this with me? The Lord cares for me.
For me.
Come on. So when we get stressed out, it's because we put our mind on the cares and not the caretaker.
All right.
When you put your mind on the caretaker, you are able to enter into his rest. That verse finishes up by saying, if only you would listen to his voice today. So about 6 years ago, I was on a cruise with my wife, Brooke, and the Lord spoke to me. They had church services on the cruise, and during worship, the Lord said this to me. I know your desire for me to receive much glory from your ministry, but I will receive much more glory if you enter my rest than from all of your activity combined. Now, by a show of hands, don't be super spiritual right now, but by a show of hands, how many of you have been getting pretty tired lately? Tired of high prices, tired of getting old, tired of aches and pains, tired of this, tired of that. So this is the right message, right? So God is saying, if you'll just enter into my rest, I'll receive way more glory than from all of your activity combined. Church, it's our activity that wears us out. It's our thinking about it. It's our trying to do things that God didn't tell us to do that wears us out. So rest is the opposite of our activity. Man, this is good. Rest, when you enter into rest, his activity begins. You got to trust this God of yours. He's amazing. He can move mountains. He can do anything. There's nothing that's impossible for our God. But he doesn't start moving until you stop moving. He says, I want you to enter into my rest. I want you to trust me. I want you to stop wearing yourself out and worrying and just enter into my rest. We see that the what, the when, the where, the how, and the why, they all still demand a who. And it becomes you if it's outside of rest. So, who is greater than all the other questions, right? So, if you think about the what, the when, the where, the how, and the why, they all still demand a who. They all still demand an answer. And if you take your eyes off God, that's where your stress comes from, because now it's all on you. When's it going to happen? Where's it going to happen? How's it going to happen? All of these things become your problem instead of God. And life becomes your burden to bear. And how heavy is your life this morning? Let's be honest. When you begin to bear the burdens of your own life, life gets very heavy, and we know we're doing something wrong. And we'll learn what Jesus has to say about that in just a moment. So what God's requiring from us at this time is just to be still and to know who he is. He said, be still and know that I am God. He didn't say, know how to fix it. He didn't say, know when it'll happen for you. He didn't say, know how it'll happen or why it'll happen. All he said is, know who I am. When Moses said, who shall I tell them that sent me? He said, tell them, I am that I am. You've got to make God bigger than your problems, because when your problems become bigger than God, that's when unrest happens. That's where stress gets involved. So we have a God that says that if we keep our mind on him, on who? Him, he will keep us in perfect peace. Why? Because we trust him. So our stress is really a heart problem and a mind problem. Our stress comes from thinking about the who, what, when, where, and how. I'm sorry, not the who, and why, instead of focusing squarely on who. So God invites us into his rest. Church, can you say rest?
Yes.
This is a special rest. This is God's rest. This is the rest that he entered into after he created the world. It said for 6 days he created the world, and on the seventh day he did what? He rested from his labor. And this rest is still available to us. And I'm trying to tell you that this rest is so good that even when the problem has not been solved, you can still have peace. You can still have joy because you entered into his rest. You trust him that when he said it is finished, that's exactly what he meant. So just to recap, the letter R in rest stands for revelation. That is the will of God revealed to us through his word. So before you can get rest, you have to have a word like, God, what are you saying? So that's what trouble is. Trouble is when our lives are absent of a word from the Lord. When you haven't heard from the Lord in the midst of your trouble, that's why there's no rest. But as soon as he speaks, rest is available. So that's what the R means, and that's why that is so important. The E stands for empowerment. The power of God is released into us who have faith in his word. As I sat in the hospital over 11 years ago with kidney failure, and they told me that I was dying, and the Lord finally spoke to me after my surgery to have the dialysis. He spoke to me and he said, my grace is sufficient for you. And I was able to say, rest. I was empowered by his word. So if his word doesn't move you, then we're in trouble. Like if you can read scripture, if you can hear the Bible, if you can hear his voice, and it doesn't move you and empower you and encourage you, then we're in trouble. Why? Because he says, my sheep, they know my voice. So we should be able to move at his voice. The S in rest stands for strategy. And that is the plan of God that he has given us and entrusted us to obey and to perform his will. And finally, the T stands for triumph. So here's what we have to do. We have to hear him, believe him, obey him, and then we will please him. I'm trying to teach you how to be amazing children of God. This is how you get his rest. You must hear him, believe him, obey him, and then you can please him. Let's go to Matthew chapter 11, verses 25 through 30. And it says this, at that time, Jesus prayed this prayer. O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, thank you for hiding these things from those who think themselves wise and clever and for revealing them to the childlike. Yes, Father, it pleased you to do it this way. My Father has entrusted everything to me. No one truly knows the Son except the Father, and no one truly knows the Father except the Son and those of whom the Son chooses to reveal him. So the only way that we know the Father is through Jesus Christ and through him revealing the Father to us. And listen to what he said immediately after that. He reveals the Father to those gathered around them. He reveals the nature of the Father. And even going back to Psalm 95, verses 6 and 7, we see it says, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker, for he is our God. We are the people he watches over, the flock under his care. And verse 28 then says, then Jesus said, so when Jesus speaks, he's revealing something. He's revealing the nature of the Father. He's giving us rest because the first step of rest is that we need to hear from the Lord. And this is what he does. He reveals the Father's nature, and this is what he says. Come to me. That's the first thing he says. Come to me. So that points us directly at him. No matter what our situation is, no matter what you're going through, our first step to enter into the rest of God, the place of glory that God has designed for us, is to come to him. Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens. He says, come to me. So we receive this invitation from the Lord to come directly to him. So that's the beginning of our rest. He spoke to us. And he says this, and I will give you rest. Why is it that the majority of the time that we go through something, we try everything we can first, and then when everything fails, then we go to God and say, God, can you help me? But what God is saying is that I'm giving you an invitation from the very beginning of your situation to come to me with your burden, and I will give you rest. So that's the empowerment. The revelation is that we go to him. The empowerment is that he will give us rest. Verse 29 tells us the strategy. So, Lord, what do you want me to do? Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you. Because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. So many of us raised our hands a little bit ago and said, life's been pretty heavy. We've been pretty tired. I've got good news for you this morning. That's not the Lord's burden on you. That should just flip a switch like, wait a minute. That's not the Lord's burden. No, it's not. He said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So, who we go to is God. And the thing that makes us have heavy burdens is when we are trying to figure out the what, the when, the where, the how, and the why. That's exactly where our burdens come from. We are not thinking about the who. We leave out the who. We leave God out, and we're trying to figure things out by ourselves, and this causes us undue stress, and we're not able to enter into his rest. So, Hebrews chapter 3 tells us what disobedience looks like, and disobedience is when we do not obey God nor trust him. I posted a video the other day as I was, I'm learning in this season to trust God even more. But God told me that my worry has a sound. Like, I would never say this out of my mouth, and it might shock you what I'm about to say, but you say it too. And it's this: God, I don't trust you. Now, that might not leave your mouth, but the sound leaves our heart. When we are in worry and when we are stressed, the sound that is leaving our heart is, God, I don't trust you. So we need to say, Lord, forgive me. Every time we worry, 365 times or more, it's in the Bible, don't worry, don't be afraid. And when we find ourselves in worry and in distress, we need to repent and say, Lord, forgive me. Help me to go back and to be obedient to your word as you have instructed me to do. Let's go on out to Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. This is what active rest looks like. It is so beautiful. God allowed me to enter it. And if I had not had this situation that happened to us at the church, I don't think I would have found this rest. Because listen, I promise you, 100% I am not worried about a thing. And that's a beautiful place to be. The church looks very ugly inside right now. All kinds of destruction. But I can walk through there with a smile on my face and a tune in my heart. Why? Because I have entered his rest. When you enter his rest, it means that you are actively trusting him. Man, when you enter his rest, it means that you're no longer walking by sight. You've entered into this beautiful gift called faith. And when you enter into faith, you're able to have the rest of God and the peace of God, because I don't let the circumstance speak. You gotta have a remote control with a mute button and point them at your circumstances sometimes, but I'm mute. You don't get to talk, right? I am actively trusting God, and God said that everything is going to be okay. Let's go to Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. And it says this. This is what active rest looks like. As Jesus and the disciples continued on their way to Jerusalem, they came to a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. Her sister Mary sat at the Lord's feet. What was she doing? Sitting at the Lord's feet, listening to what he taught. Remember his invitation? Come to me, all who are weary and have heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me. Oh my goodness. Are you telling me that's the ultimate stress buster? Yes. When you sit yourself down and you learn about God, when you hear his voice, when you get in his word, when you hop on YouTube and type in Bible verses about peace, Bible verses about stress, and you sit yourself down and you listen, the voice of God will speak to your heart. And through that, your faith will be empowered, and he will give you strategies to listen to him. So active rest is when we're listening to God. Active stress is when you're listening to the problem. Come on. Whenever you're stressed out, catch yourself next time. The next time you're stressed out, I want you to catch yourself and say, what was I just thinking about? I guarantee you it wasn't God. Because anytime we take our mind off of God, we lose our peace. Keep your mind on me, and I will give you perfect peace. Verse 39, her sister Mary sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he taught. But Martha, church, you say, but Martha. Come on, let's not be a but Martha. Right? Mary sitting at his feet, listening, being taught. But Martha was distracted, and that's the key. So it doesn't matter that she was cooking dinner. All that matters is that Jesus was here teaching, but Martha was distracted. Come on. Our peace, our rest comes from the teachings of Jesus Christ, from meditating on the Word of God, to meditating on the Lord. But anytime you get distracted, you become anxious. Please get this, church. Your anxiety and your stress comes from being distracted and your mind and your focus and your attention being taken off God.
Yep.
Period. That's why all these random things keep happening in our lives. They are the enemy's attempt to distract us. Church, you say distraction.
Distraction.
Distraction. Right? Removing you from your traction, removing you from your movement. So anytime the enemy can get your mind off of God, he can steal your peace. I promise you this is true, and I promise you that it works. So Martha was distracted by the big dinner she was preparing. She came to Jesus and said, Lord, does it seem unfair to you that my sister just sits here while I do all the work? That's our reason for stress, because we're doing all the work. We're not entering into God's rest if we're doing all the work. Mary was sitting at his feet. That really bothered Martha. And Martha said, make her get up and help me. But Jesus said this, my dear Martha, you are worried and upset over all these details. There is only one thing worth being concerned about. Mary has discovered it, and it will not be taken away from her. So, you've only entered into his rest when you've ceased from your own activity. So, listen, that church, what happened over there, is such a big problem that I dare not even try. Like, I don't know if you've seen the pictures online. Like, it was so bad that when the water mitigation company got there, they're like, you know what? We can't even go in there yet. Like, we don't even know if it's safe to go into that room because of what happened in there. And when I see all this, your mind says, man, we got to get this cleaned up. We got service on Sunday. I got to do this, and I got to do this, and I got to call this person to do that. But nope, the Lord wouldn't let me go there. The beauty of God's rest is, of entering God's rest is, you get to sit down while he works it out, right? So instead of being stressed and worried about every little detail in life, we get to be Mary in the story and just sit at his feet and watch him work. Watch him work. Watch him do the amazing things. In Matthew 16, 24 and 25, it says this, Then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself. So we see the entrance into his rest is self-denial, right? The entrance into God's peace, the entrance into God's joy, God's provision is self-denial. Listen, you don't get to be the savior in your story. That's where our unrest comes from. We're trying to be the superhero. We're trying to fix things. We're trying to figure it out. I'll say it again. You don't get to be the savior in this story. When you serve God, you become, you are cared for by him, and you are under his care, so you have to fully trust him. So he says, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. So that's where our worry and our trouble and our stress come from, because we're trying to save our life. Trying to save the house, save the car, save our kids, save the job. We're actively trying to be the savior in our own story, and it wears us out and wears us down. But the Lord says, if you're going to come after me, you've got to deny yourself. What does that mean? It's totally surrender. This life is not yours, mine anymore. Lord, it belongs to you. So you've only entered into his rest when you've denied ownership of your life and given it to him. And it is beautiful. I've learned so much through this trouble. It is beautiful just to rest. It is beautiful just to put your trust and your hope in the Lord and see his hand of deliverance instead of you trying to fix it yourself. Joshua chapter 21, verses 43 through 45 say this. So the Lord gave to Israel all the land he had sworn to give their ancestors, and they took possession of it and settled there. And the Lord gave them rest on every side, just as he had solemnly promised their ancestors. None of their enemies could stand against them, for the Lord helped them. What did the Lord do? Help them. They were at rest because they positioned themselves for the Lord's help. Please listen to this. If you want to be at rest, you've got to position yourself to be helped by God. You've got to say, God, I can't fix this marriage. I can't fix these finances. I can't fix this health. So I am positioning myself for your help. And the Bible says that he gave them rest on every side. Not a single one of all the good promises the Lord had given to the family of Israel was left unfulfilled. Everything he spoke came true. So here is a big sign for us to know that we've only entered his rest when you are receiving his help. When you can feel God helping you. When you can say, you know what, something's going on here and I'm not doing it by myself. Doors are opening and I'm not doing it by myself. My body is being healed. My mind is being healed. Things are happening and I'm not doing it by myself. God wants glory. So we've got to position him to get all of it and say, God, I can't do this. This is way too much for me, and I actively need your help. Lord, help me. And the way that we receive his rest is only one way to receive it, and that is by believing. Pastor Jim, if you could come up and strum as we come to an end here. We must believe to receive rest. This is the final part. So listen to this. I've been talking about God's rest, how good it is, how we need to hear from him, to believe him. He'll give us a strategy for triumph. But in order to receive that rest, we must first believe. And it should make sense to us because the Word of God says this, that without faith, it's impossible to please God. So God wants to care for us. God wants to bless us, but he can't do it, or rather won't do it, unless we put our faith in him. Now, I know a lot of you are going through some things, and this message is for you today. So I need to tell you how you can receive this rest that I've been talking about. It is in Hebrews chapter 4. It says this: God's promise of entering his rest still stands. So we ought to tremble with fear that some of you may fail to experience it. For this good news that God has prepared this rest has been announced to us just as it was to them. But it did them no good because they didn't share the faith of those who listened to God. For only we who believe can enter his rest. For the others, God said, in my anger, I took an oath. They will never enter my place of rest, even though this rest has been ready since he made the world. We know it is ready because of the place in the scriptures where it mentions the seventh day. On the seventh day, God rested from all his work. But in the other passage, God said, they will never enter my place of rest. So God's rest is there for people to enter. But those who first heard this good news failed to enter because they disobeyed God. So God set another time for entering his rest, and that time is today. When is that time?
Today.
Today. Let's stand to our feet this morning. Verse 16 is our final come. He says, so let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy, and we will find grace to help us when we need it most. So how do we enter his rest? The first thing is come, let us worship and bow down. Man, oh my goodness. What if that's what you did first? Every time when you had an issue or a problem or a situation, what if you did that first? Come, let us worship and bow down, right? Lord, I praise you. I thank you that you're my God and my caretaker. I thank you that there's no mountain that's too big for you to move. I thank you that with you, everything is possible. The second way we enter into his rest is he says, come to me, all who are weary with heavy burdens. And finally, it says, come boldly to the throne of grace. If I could have the prayer team come forward, intercessors come forward at this time. The Bible says that he set a second time for special rest, for us to enter into that rest. If that's you today, if you are carrying heavy burdens, if you've been going through things, if you've got any kind of disease or sickness in your body or in your mind, if you've been battling addiction, anger, unforgiveness, whatever it is, if there's something in your life that's bigger than you can handle and you've been trying your best to fix it, it's time to stop worrying about it and bring it to Jesus. We've got people here at the altar this morning ready to pray with you. So I invite you to come at this time. Don't be afraid. Don't be shy. Come boldly, right? Come to get the help that you need as we go into prayer, trusting that God is bigger than each and every one of our problems. I'm going to begin to pray. While I'm praying, if you want to come up, you're free to come up and join in faith with all those that are standing here right now. Father, I've given them the word that you gave me to give them. And while I'm praying, God, as you move upon someone's heart to come forward and receive prayer, God, I thank you that you encourage them with the faith to do that. Lord, we're asking right now in Jesus' name that we're being honest, and sometimes we don't trust you because of the word we carry. And we're just being honest and saying, God, we need your help. And we don't know what you're doing, when you'll do it, the why, the how, but we know who. We know that you are God and that you are God alone. And we know, God, that you're a God that is trustworthy and a God that is faithful and a God that is kind and a God that is loving. So God, would you free us from our worry? Would you free us from the chains of oppression that the enemy has placed upon us because of the heaviness of this situation. God, would you help us today? We need your help. If that's you today, would you be bold enough just to come down and let us pray with you? Don't carry that problem out of this door. He says, cast your cares on me because I care for you. Come on down. We're waiting for you. Cast your cares. Cast your burdens.